Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a
bad case of loving you. KFI AM 640. You have Dr. Wendy Walsh with you. This is the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show. I know we have some callers holding that Morgan has been talking to. So if you would like to call, please hang on, is what I'm trying to say. Stay on hold because I want to answer one of my direct message questions from Instagram first. The number is 1-800-520-1534. That's 1-800-520-1KFI. So a listener wrote to me this week. She said some very complimentary things about listening to tape recordings of the show on the iHeartRadio app. And she said, in the final bit of your show, you talk about the pain of breakups and the correlation with personal attachment styles. This resonated with me with your description of the pain someone feels with an anxious attachment style. But here's the kicker. I don't have this with my romantic partner. I have it with the relationship I have with my father. She says, I'm so conflicted. I love my dad because he's my dad. He doesn't respect my boundaries. Even though I'm in the healthiest and happiest 4-year-long relationship right now, she finds her dad toxic in her life. His own masculinity and lack of empathy make it difficult for him to even understand what I'm saying, let alone identify the boundaries that I try to set for myself. More often than not, I find myself wishing I could just end the relationship I have with my dad and spend more time and energy on the people who are more deserving. So she's basically said, can you speak about unhealthy relationships with adult children? Now, here's what I want to say. Congratulations. You have overcome your attachment injuries enough to have a secure bond with an adult peer for the last 4 years. Now, what happens with you and your dad is that he triggers the little girl you again. So it's like, you know, a drug addict who says, I'm clean and sober for 4 years. And then they go back and do one line of cocaine and they're right back in there addicted again, right? And so in the same way, your brain goes back to the old injuries that happened because your dad's presence reminds you of what was. Now, I want to say something very clear. Don't hope to change your dad. And don't hope that he will recognize and see your boundaries. You can't put boundaries on somebody else, only yourself. So I want you to think long and hard about how you can maintain some kind of relationship with him, but still have boundaries. It may be shorter visits. It may be less telephone time. It may be certain subjects you don't bring up. Think about how you can stay whole, stay who you are, when you're in your full, authentic, secure person and still have a relationship with him. Because, and yes, do you have my permission to completely cut him off? You know, you're welcome to. I think that bad parents don't deserve to have good adult kids having a good relationship with them. You know, I had a friend whose dad abandoned his kids, went off and had another family. And then on his deathbed, actually, I know two friends this happened to. Then on his deathbed, suddenly calls for all his little daughters, right, to come by the. And I said to my friend, no, you don't have to do that. So I would just think about what you can do to be reminded of who you are as your secure self and not try to change him, because I'm sorry, he's not going to change. All right, let's take a quick phone call. Who do we got there, Morgan?
All right, first we're going to go to Alan.
Hi, Alan. It's Dr. Wendy. Alan, are you with me?
Yes.
Hi. What's your question?
Hi. So during COVID-19, I got really close to my mother. And first, let me explain. I'm the only family member that is around her in Los Angeles. My brother lives up north, so he's not really around. She is recently divorced. So, and since I've come back from my master's, she her and I got really close, and so and now I've decided to go back and get my PhD, and it's out of state, so I really don't know how to explain to her that I'm leaving, because we've gotten so close.
And what's your fear? You're afraid of hurting her, or you're afraid she's going to make you feel guilty for leaving? Tell me what this is about.
Both. I feel every time I tell her, like she kind of feels sad that I'm leaving, because we felt like we've gone so close.
Right.
And that's
okay.
Why.
So let me say this, Alan. You have my permission to feel sad. You have my permission to have a sense of loss, because it sounds like this closeness with your mother benefited both of you at this time. And I also, you also have my permission to allow her to feel sad. All right. Sometimes when we try to prevent people from feeling negative feelings, that's not a gift. It's enabling them. And sometimes it's a gift to give them a little bit of pain. And my answer is, how do you bring it up? You bring it up by telling her how much you love her, how much you valued this time with her, how sad you're going to be away from her, but that you must do this. And you know she's going to be okay, and you will always be there for her. Just like an adult divorcing the husband or wife, right? They tell the children, it's not about you. I'm always going to be here for you. I still love you. So I know it's tough, Alan. I know it's tough. And the fact that you're putting so much sensitivity and emotional thought into this is so valuable. We have to go to break, but thank you so much for sharing that with me. You are listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM 640. If you'd like to give me a call, it is 1-800-520-1KFI. KFI AM 640. You have Dr. Wendy Walsh with you. This is the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show. Okay, we got some callers on the lines. Let's go. Who we got, Morgan?
Let's go to Lisa on line one.
Hi, Lisa. It's Dr. Wendy.
Hi, hi, Dr. Wendy. I'm so excited to talk to you. This is crazy. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
How can I help you? What's your question?
Okay, this is what happened. I was married. I am married. I was married for like 20 years. I had an affair about the last 2 years with the same person on and off. Finally left my husband to be with the affair guy. And it was like 6 months. And then he kind of, affair guy kind of just fizzled out on me. And then my husband wanted me back. Yep, I'm learning this. So my husband wanted me back. So I just kind of like flip-flop back to my husband. Like, but I really miss the affair guy. Like, I feel like heartbroken. Because this isn't really what I wanted. I thought like he was my soulmate, you know, whatever. But
that's what they make
I don't know how to move forward. But my husband really wants to work on things.
Okay, so are you back with your husband yet?
More or less, yes.
Kind of. I mean, are you living in the same house?
Yeah. Like, I have my own place that I moved out at, but I'm mostly staying at our house. Yeah.
And you have children together?
Yeah, we do. They're older.
Oh, they're older. They're grown.
Well, they're 18. So,
18. Okay. So let me tell you that, first of all, you are statistically right on schedule, right? So relationships back when Till Death Do Us Part was invented, death was pretty imminent, right? And now even the most monogamous of humans may have two or three long stints of monogamy. And so what happens is you get to the end of the purpose of your marriage, which is raising kids, and you start to look around and go, hey, is this all there is? We haven't repurposed. We haven't made a new plan for what we're going to do. And I'm bored now. And this mature companionate love thing sure doesn't feel as exciting as a new affair. And in walks a fair guy. And all of a sudden, you're all amped up again. And I hope most people can understand this, that I'll say it over and over again. Generally, relationships that work as extramarital pair bonds don't work when the partner leaves their relationship, because the condition is you stay married to that dude, okay? Because I don't want to be all in, even though they don't say it unconsciously. The people who go out and date married people want that. They don't want the person. So you experienced it. Now you know. So you've got a choice. Yeah. which is you can go to therapy with your husband, because I believe that sometimes affairs can be an absolute wake-up call, and couples report that they got back together and are closer than ever because they became really authentic. But the two of you have to repurpose your relationship. You have to find new goals in that relationship. But if you know that you don't want to do this, you should not hurt this man by leading him on. So I'm going to give you a kick in the pants. You've got to get off the fence. You're sitting up on the fence and you got to jump on one side or the other, and you've got to stick to it, because this good man who's so attached to you that he's putting up with you leaving and coming back, I think is a keeper. But if you know you've outgrown him and the relationship and you have personal goals that you want to do in life, then you guys need to talk about how you can co-parent separately and how you can attend to your kids. 18 is not fully grown. Their prefrontal cortex is not fully grown till they're 25. When your parents separate, whether you're 7 or you're 18, it's traumatic. So I would say focus on the kids and their survival of this, and either get back together in family therapy and repurpose, or get on out and find a new way. But you can't stay in between. It's painful for you. It's painful for them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I had that in the works already with the therapy. At least I know I need it for sure. Yeah. But I just don't get it. Like, why am I still holding on to a fair guy, even though in my heart I know it wasn't? Like, everything you said makes sense. So why am I like, I need
Because you got all those neurohormones of a hot sexual relationship. They are like a drug. It's like you just quit cocaine and you're still thinking about it. Oh, just one line. Maybe I could meet him one time. Maybe he'll text me. Let me see what he's doing on Instagram, right? So you need to completely disengage to get over him, unfriend, unfollow everything, and lose all hope, because it's not fair to your husband. You won't get to the healing stage with your relationship until you deal with the feeling of loss of a fair guy. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa. It's tough. It's so tough. And I don't mean to be making light of this. These are the hard decisions we all make in life. So thank you for sharing it with me. I really appreciate it. All right, let's go to one more before we hit the break.
Let's go to Carol on line two.
Hi, Carol on line two. It's Dr. Wendy.
Hi, Dr. Wendy. My father died when I was 13, and I was wondering how this would have affected the men that I've chosen to have relationships with as far as attachment goes.
Well, you tell me. How old are you now?
59.
And what's happened?
Went through a divorce.
Just one? You're so normal. Carol, you're too normal. Okay. How would you describe the quality of your relationship?
Well, it started out what seemed to be normal, but then I found out that he was bipolar, and it just got worse from there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and two kids in their early 20s.
Right. So, you know, when your father passed away when you were 13, were you given therapy or a chance to grieve, or how did you deal with this?
Well, there was no like grief counseling or grief therapy back then that I think we knew about. But, you know, I did go through my own grieving process. But there was nobody to like help me through it. My mom was there, of course, but I mean, no like psychologist or anything.
Do you want another relationship now?
Not really.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Well, that's okay too. It's absolutely okay. And really your question was, am I normal? And I would say that, you know, yes. I mean, this was a terrible tragedy that happened to you, and it may have impacted your choice in husband, because somebody who's struggling with mental health issues can't be all the way there for you all the time. So that might replicate that sense of loss. And if you want another relationship, you might choose to have a different one this time, or maybe you feel safe without one. And that's okay too, as long as you have strong attachments to your kids. And Carol, they're yelling at me to go to a break. I'm so sorry. Okay. I want to spend like an hour on the phone with everybody. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Okay, when we come back, if you've got relationship questions, give us a call, 1-800-520-1KFI. That's 520-1534. You're listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
640. KFI AM 640. You have Dr. Wendy Walsh with you taking your relationship questions. I want to answer somebody who's been DMing me on Instagram. He simply says, a woman I'm seeing was physically abused by her alcoholic father growing up. Will that impact me? She and I both have anxious attachment styles. So I guess that means that the two of them have taken a good attachment test and they figured out that they both have a lot of anxiety around love. And the answer is you guys need an observing eye in your relationship in the form of a therapist, because the risk when two people get together who both have an anxious attachment style is they will become so fused that nobody can remember whose problem is whose. And there are very, very loose boundaries. So, I don't know everything about this woman. Maybe she spent a lot of years in therapy doing the work of the trauma of being physically abused by her father growing up. But if not, the two of you should get into therapy together. Okay, let's take a live call. Hi, Morgan, what do we got?
Let's go to Patrice.
Hi, Patrice, it's Dr. Wendy.
Hi, Dr. Wendy. Thank you so much for everything you do. I listen to you every Sunday and you've helped me a lot and I've shared your wisdom with others as well.
That feels so good. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. All right, how could I help you today?
Well, it's not a personal love question, but my daughter, who's 21 and lives with her dad and I, is going through a breakup. She was with this boy about 8 months, and that'd be hard enough for a regular young girl, but she's diagnosed with anxiety, depression, and borderline personality disorder.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the biggest thing there, from what I'm learning, I'm reading books, is relationships, and not just her love relationship, but, you know, family. And it's been really difficult for her dad and I, you know, to accept that she had mental health issues in the first place. And, you know, we're just learning more and more how to best support her. And so I want to, you know, let her know how much I care about her and how sad I am for this breakup, even though I know it's going to be better for her in the long run, honestly. And kind of a two-part question, but also having to do with our relationship with her. She has recently brought up to my husband and I about her gender identity and how she's, you know, non-binary and gender fluid. So again, I'm learning a lot of stuff here. And my husband and I are having to, you know, dive in and try and figure this out, and how far will she really, because she gets attached to things, and, you know, for a while, and sometimes, you know, changes her mind. So who knows? But in the meantime, I'm trying to just support her and help her feel accepted, whatever that it is. And my husband and her butt heads the other night, and that was a big trigger for her. And, you know, then she ends up in her room for days on end. And yeah, it's just rough. It's really rough.
Well, let me tell you that she is one lucky young woman, Patrice, to have you as a mom, okay? Because this is a diagnosis that is one of the most challenging to deal with. Not only the anxiety and depression, but it can involve feelings of paranoia, feelings of like black or white, like everybody is all good or then they're all bad. And when you're going through a breakup, of course, she's probably, you know, imagining that her ex is the devil. And actually, I should say that that's usually a good, for the neurotypical person, it's a good recovery strategy, is to be like, oh, well, you know what? He wasn't good enough anyway for me, right? You know, keep a tab on her to make sure she doesn't fall into too deep of a depression. Regarding your question about gender identity, non-binary, gender fluid, let me just say this. First of all, she's 21 years old, and this is the big age of identity formation. So she's going to be experimenting, as all young people should, with all kinds of identity, whether it has to do with their job or their gender or their sexuality or whatever, or you know, different political identity, different religious identity, right? They experiment a lot at this age. So having said that, though, we're also talking about a generation who's very woke and understands that gender is a cultural construct, and that gender is very different from biological sex. You know, whether you're male or female, XY or XX chromosome, right? And so I think your answer should simply be, great, what pronoun would you prefer we use with you, honey? That's it. Just ask her what pronoun she wants and just stay with it. Don't get into, you know, what are you doing? Or you're just trying to let her be her for a little while. And I know it's tough because this is the age where they should be separating from parents. And we have, I say we, because I'm with you, have so many young adults in our homes now. It's a really tough time to create the separateness and the sense of autonomy and the sense of separate identity when you're under the same roof and they're also dependent on you in many ways. But anyway, Patrice, I think you're doing the right thing. And just stay close and give her space. And it's okay for her to go to a room for a couple of days. She's going on the internet talking to her girlfriends and she's having a breakup. Okay. Thanks, Patrice. I'm sorry you're going through this. Thanks for calling. All right. I think we have time for one more real quick. Who we got, Morgan?
Let's go to Mary.
Hi, Mary. All the women today. Sometimes I get a clump of men. This week, a clump of women. Hi, Mary. It's Dr. Wendy.
Hi, Dr. Wendy. I really appreciate your show and you being on and talking about all these relationship issues that we have. I appreciate you.
Thank you. What's your question?
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to give you a little background. I am a school counselor. All right. So I have a counseling background, and I've been married to my husband for about 2.5 years. His father earlier in our relationship was physically inappropriate with me. I brought it up with
him. Is your husband's father? I want to make sure I heard you correctly. Early in your relationship, your husband's father was physically inappropriate with you. Okay.
Yeah. In our dating relationship, I brought it up before the wedding and it blew up. Okay. And their family style is very enmeshed.
Yeah.
And we've had many conversations and many fights, and it tends to be a fight about a family. But with that said, there has been a lot of progress and growth. And now we're thinking about having a kid. And so now I want to know what kind of boundaries I have some in my mind, but I want to know what your thoughts are regarding boundaries I need to have between his family and our new.
What's your fear? What's your fear? What are you worried about? What is your fear? What are you worried about with loose boundaries that might happen?
Got it. Struggles with saying no to his family, with we'll talk. And then he'll flip to his parents' side in the moment, you know, when we're there. So my fear is we'll have a baby and we'll come up with some great boundaries. And then in the moment, you know, when they're there and saying stuff, and they're very manipulative and can be very mean and belligerent with that said. And use love as a... We'll use love to punish, you know, or the lack of love as a punishment.
Yeah, they withdraw love as a way to bring the person back into the system, the enmeshed system. Okay.
Exactly.
So, Mary, I don't have to tell you that probably the most stressful years for any relationship are when you're raising small kids. So the two of you, I want to get on the same page regarding the boundaries and enmeshment with his family of origin first and foremost. And maybe that might mean going to couples therapy to discuss these things, because it sounds like he, you know, of course he loves his family, right? And he's attached to his family. He can't see that they have these invisible strings around him that are sucking him back in. You as an outsider, you're looking at it going, oh my God, they got you wrapped around their finger. Like, come on. So the problem is trying to help him have boundaries with his family without you putting down your foot to ultimatum, because that's going to make him go back to his family, right?
Right.
So You right. have to think, that's why, you know, going to couples therapy can be really helpful, because you can talk about your feelings instead of saying, you know, you're always right. taking your mother's side, or you're always doing that. Try to keep it on, I'm feeling left out. I'm feeling right. abandoned when you do this. I'm feeling like right. my boundaries and ideas are being ignored. And then right. always follow up, especially with men, with a how question. Because a how question takes them out of their emotional brain and brings them into their prefrontal cortex to solve a problem. So you say, I'm feeling worried about, and be really specific about, this XYZ thing will happen once we have a kid. How right. can you help me feel better about this? How yeah. can you support me in this? Because how questions are so great, because it helps them solve your problem for you.
Right.
Does that make sense? It's yeah, a tough yeah. one, though. And you're so smart to be on this now before the baby comes into the world. This is the time. Like, you can see the painting on the walls. Yeah. Like, okay, it's coming. So you've got time, and this is the time to do it. And Mary, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. They're always wrapping me up and saying, hurry, hurry, hurry. I'm sorry. All right. We're going to stop doing the calls. I'm sorry. I know. I wish I could do calls for 4 hours straight. When we come back, we are heading into the home stretch of the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show. And I want to give some news you can use to everybody, how you can improve the emotional intimacy in your relationship. You're listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM 640. We're live every...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
We're on the iHeartRadio app.
Help me, please, doctor. I'm damaged. There's a pain where there once was a heart.
KFI AM 640. You have Dr. Wendy Walsh with you. This is the home stretch of the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show. I encourage you to follow me on social media. You can post your questions, send them in private messages during the week. And I always try to choose a few to answer on the air. So if you are particularly shy, and it's understandable, these are really intimate topics. And I'm really grateful to the listeners who have been brave and called into the show. And this stuff isn't easy. And you know, everybody can learn from it. There's so much. I also do a contest once a month on TikTok and once a month on Instagram, where I give away a 20-minute private phone session with me, completely confidential. So look for that when you follow me on either. I don't know what's going on with TikTok. I do not understand TikTok, but somehow I have 130,000 followers in a matter of weeks. And I'm just like, who are these people? This is very interesting. So I will choose somebody from TikTok once a month and somebody from Instagram. The handle everywhere is at Dr. Wendy Walsh. All right. Before we go, I want to talk a little bit about what you can do to improve emotional intimacy in your relationship. You know, I was thinking about this today. You know, we talk about our relationships to everybody. We daydream about our relationship. Sometimes it's just a chat we're having inside our head. We mentally imagine our relationships. We gossip about our relationships. We talk to all our friends about everything going on with our relationship. But actually, we don't talk so often to the person we're actually talking about, the person who can impact our lives the most, and that's our romantic partner. So I want to talk about how you can engage in what we call, as psychologists, meta communication. Meta means you're stepping back and you're looking at the whole relationship. You're not down in the details. You're creating a little gap and commenting on it. So you have to pick a time to talk about your relationship when there's low tension. The crazy thing is, many people only talk about their relationship when there's stress or when there's conflict. And then they throw in the D word. Divorce word. You're never supposed to talk about breaking up when you're mad. That's not the time, right? So pick the happiest time. And then people will say, well, when we're happy, why should I bring it up, all the negative? Because you are in the frame of mind, and so are they, to have a higher level conversation about your relationship. So pick one of the happiest times to have your meta talk. And you begin it simply by saying, hey, love, baby, sweetie, whatever it may be, I want to check in. I want to see how you're feeling about us. Now, your partner, especially if they're male, may look aghast. They may freak out. And then you want to just persevere and say, hey, I think it's kind of healthy. Say Dr. Wendy said, I heard Dr. Wendy on the radio say, when we're happiest is should we talk about our relationship, not when we're fighting. And I just really want to know if everything's going okay between us. And then allow them to tell the truth. Listen, listen, listen. And try to reflect back what they're saying without defensiveness. So in other words, find new words and dish back what you just heard. Oh, so you're saying that you wish that I didn't blah, blah, blah. I see. That's interesting. You know, what's really interesting is that not every problem has to be solved in a relationship, but both partners need to feel heard. So share how you see things. They share how they see things. And sometimes that's enough to feel connected and heard. You don't actually have to solve every problem. I mean, sometimes there are big stuff that needs to be solved. So stop this week. That's my homework for everybody. Have a meta communication talk about your relationship. It is always my pleasure to be with you. I am here on KFI every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. If you have more relationship questions, you can always join me on my live stream on my social media every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube. It's everywhere. I just stream across them all for about half an hour and I take a bunch of your questions. Also, if you have not been hooked on it yet, I need you to get hooked on my podcast, Mating Matters, and you can find Mating Matters wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you so much for being with me. Love and connection really is the most important thing in life, and I wish it for you more than anything. Thanks for being with me. You've been listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM 640. Mo Kelly is next.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.